Makos Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Perek Gimel of Makos deals with all the laws regarding Makos themselves, getting lashes, including what items for which a person is liable to receive lashes and how lashes are administered. Our Mishnah begins, V'elu heina lokin. These are the items for which a person gets Malkos. Now, it's important to point out that our Mishnah, the following Mishnayos, will list certain averos, certain sins for which one is obligated or liable to receive Malkos. However, it's certainly not a comprehensive list. The Rambam actually lists 207 different violations of the Torah for which one receives Malkos, and he points out that can be read as Yalku Zar, Zar being a foreigner. Then we give Malkos to a Zar. It's just a way, a mnemonic for remembering it. 207. However, our Mishnayos here in this Perek will list various ones that have some sort of a chiddush, have some sort of a novel idea that they're sharing with us. And the first group of Malkos that we will list are items for which a person is chayiv kares for. So despite the fact that there is a punishment at the hand of heaven, still there is a punishment that Beis Din itself gives out. And that is the following items. Someone has illicit relations with his sister, or with the sister of his father, the sister of his mother, the sister of his wife, or the sister of his brother, the wife of his father's brother, or his own wife, if she is in the state of being Anita. Now we will list things that do not have kares, but involve isurei yuchsin, things to, that a kohen cannot marry, and also people that a regular Jew cannot marry. Almana le kohen gadol, an almana, a widow to a kohen gadol, is forbidden, gets malchus for that. Grusha v'chalutza le kohen hedyot, or a grusha, divorcee, or a chalutza, a woman who's received chalitza to a regular kohen. A chalutza generally is understood to be a derabbanan, but a person would still get malchus of what's called malchus mardus, which is a rabbinic form of lashes. It's not the regular malchus. Mamzeres unisina li Yisrael, or a woman who is a mamzeres, she's from an illicit relation. Unisina means that she came from a group of people that were accepted by the Jewish people as converts, not realizing they were from the seven groups of nations that were supposed to be killed out, and this person is not allowed to marry them because of the law in the Torah of Los Ischatein Bam, not allowed to marry any of the seven nations, or the other way around, a Bas Yisrael, a Jewish girl, marrying Lenasin Lamamzer to a male Nasin or to a male Mamzer. Now, what happens if you have Almana Ugrusha, a woman who is both a divorcee and a widow, and her marry a Kohen Gadol, who's forbidden in both, Chayavin Oleha Mishum Shnei Shemos, there's actually liable for two different Malkios for that. The Kohen Gadol, the fact that he's a regular Kohen, besides being a Kohen Gadol, he's Usher and Ugrusha, and he's also Usher and Almana because he's a Kohen Gadol. Now, this scenario is talking about where that first she was an Almana, and then afterwards she became a grusha, because that otherwise there's a problem of ein iser chalal iser. You can't have one iser double up on the other iser. However, if she was first an almana and then subsequent to that she becomes a grusha, since the second iser grusha is what we call an iser mosif, it affects not just kohen gadol, it also affects a regular kohen. So since the iser of Grusha will now be created because of the other Kohanim that are out there, so also it will also affect the Kohen Gadol as well, and be chayav for both. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Grusha v'chalutza, if you have a woman who is both a Grusha, divorcee, and a chalutza, eno chayav ela mishem echad bilvad, the Kohen would only be chayav for one iser, in chalutza, of course, as we mentioned before, only gets Makas Mardus. But since the Makas Mardus, the lashes that are drabanan, are being given because of a similarity to Chalutza to a Grusha, therefore it's essentially, she's really just a Grusha twice. It's no worse than that. And therefore, you would only get the Malkus for being a Grusha.